Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Steve Chiatakis. 7 years before Brown versus Board of Education, there was Mendez versus Westminster in Orange County. In 1947, five Mexican families in OC challenged forced separation of students by race in four school districts. Now, that case paved the way for their children to attend the better-funded white public schools and provided legal arguments for the eventual Brown challenge. Now, to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the case, the city of Westminster has opened a commemorative park. LA Times columnist Gustavo Arellano is here with today's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So this case, officially titled Mendez et al., versus Westminster School District et al. That means there were five families, Mendez the title in the case, Westminster School District among four school districts. It helped change the balance of educational opportunities in America. So how did it get started, and why in Westminster?
Yeah, this is a story that it's been great to see it, more and more attention paid to it over the decades now, actually, but still not enough people know about it. So yeah, there was... You had five families, the Mendez family and the Estrada family of Westminster, the Guzman family of Santana, the Palomino family of Garden Grove, and the Ramirez family of El Modena. And for decades, Mexican students were segregated. They could go to Mexican-only schools across the American Southwest. And families had fought against it over the years. But in the aftermath of World War II, you know, you have these veterans coming back and saying, like, we're not going to deal with this crap anymore. So we're going to start suing. So the case, it was by happenstance that it happened in Orange County. But here you had these five families doing this class action lawsuit in federal court against those school districts.
When we think of segregation, we also think of the South, right? But this was all legal separation, as they called it, separate but equal.
Yeah, of course, we all know that was a charade, a facade. And so Mexican students, the reason they were put in these schools, you'd have administrators saying, well, they don't know English, even though the students knew English. Mexican families don't care about education. All these excuses to put them into these downtrodden schools, of course, that's going to enrage a parent.
The park that's opened up now, it's named after one of the plaintiffs, the Mendez family. They came to Westminster from nearby Santa Ana, your hometown. What was their story and the stories of some of the other families?
The Mendez story is the most known one. So what happened was that Gonzalo and Felicita Mendez, they tried to enroll their children, and the school administrator allowed their little cousin, who was lighter skinned, to enroll in that school. But the Mendez children, who were darker, they said no. They have to go to the Mexican school. So the family got outraged. They started connecting with other families in Westminster. And eventually the families in Westminster realized that other families across Orange County were dealing with this same issue. So they got a lawyer, David C. Marcus, a very important lawyer in the history of Mexican-American civil rights in the United States. And he was the one who filed the federal lawsuit. They said they represented 5,000 families of Mexican-American descent in Orange County alone.
How did it pave the way for Brown v. Board of Education?
This was one of the first cases to get nationwide attention. And although this was specific to California, and it desegregated schools in Orange County, but soon after, the governor at the time, Earl Warren, he desegregated all schools in California. And of course, Earl Warren would be the presiding chief Supreme Court justice when Brown versus Board of Education would be argued almost a decade later, and that desegregated schools all across the United States.
Two of the Mendez daughters, Sylvia and Sandra, were at the park's unveiling. Sylvia, in particular, has been carrying on her family's legacy. What does she say about that time?
Oh, my God. She, for the past quarter century, she has spoken, at this point, has to be tens of thousands of school children, just telling her family story, telling how it was unfair that she and others had to deal with these Mexican schools and the heroism of her parents and all the other families involved in the Mendez et al. Case.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the park.
So this is a small park, but still it's important because historically Orange County doesn't like to look back on dark moments of its history. But there's a statue of Gonzalo and Felicitas. There's another statue of a young boy and a young girl involving the children who had to go to these desegregated schools. There's interactive exhibits talking about the history of the case. There's also a book monument. When was the last time you saw a book monument, right? But, just hailing what happened. And so this is a place with – that allows people to be able to learn about this history, to also free Wi-Fi so people could access this. As someone who has covered sort of the historiography of this case for the past 15 years, for most of my reporting life, it's been really incredible and wonderful to see all this public recognition happening.
And I guess the most important question as we wrap things up, you know, what's the state of public schools in Westminster today?
Well, sadly, Sylvia Mendez will say that she sees schools more segregated today than they were when she was going to school, because at that point, the schools that were segregated were the elementary schools. In high school, everyone got to go to the high schools. But now, like, for instance, me, I graduated from Anaheim High School, class of 97. When I went to Anaheim High, it was 95% Latino. The issue of desegregation, it's as relevant today as it was 75 years ago. But in many ways today, it's far more complex and harder to solve.
Gustavo Arellano, columnist for the LA Times, with us, of course, every week for KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.
That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, get a kick out of another Bob Carlson unfictional job and a visit to what's known as Soccer City, created when the world's most popular sport was just starting to take off here in greater LA. Check us out anytime, by the way, at kcrw.com/GLA. How you doing? Have a story to share? Maybe share something from your part of greater LA. Do it there at the website, kcrw.com/greater LA. And of course, subscribe to the podcast too, won't you? Nihar Patel, Zeke Reed, Sonia Geist, John Meek, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Sue Margulies, and Christian Bordall. All had hands on the show this evening. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thank you for your ears. Have a great night.